interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I don't know if you saw the pictures or not, but they had the python roundup, the python bowl. It's going on down in Florida. And so they're looking for the Burmese pythons. They ended up tracking one and finding the largest ever python recorded in Florida or anywhere other than its native range, for that matter. This thing was 18 feet long and 215 pounds. Big female, all full of eggs, too. And they said that's what we wanted, was to get the females and get the breeding females to eliminate those and keep them from multiplying in the Everglades and around Florida. And the way they found this big mama was by putting a radio tracker on one of the males, a scout snake. And so they go out and they find a good breeding age scout snake, male.
He's going to know where the girls are.
And they put the tracking device on him. And you say, you take us to the big females. And sure enough, they followed that thing right back to the den. And that's where mama was laying, 215 pounds, 18 feet long, and the thing had 122 babies inside of it.
That's how we do it with the murder hornets here. We get those.
That's how it works for the pythons.
We tag those guys, those murder hornet working guys, because we know
it's the most powerful drawing force in the universe.
They will take us to the queen. They always do. A car thief was caught thanks to AirPods. This story comes to us from New Mexico. A woman stole a car and a purse, and the victim told police that, they smashed the window, and the guy said his wife's purse was taken along with the car. Well, police were able to, in the wife's purse were the AirPods, and police were able to ping the wife's AirPods. And so they tracked the car to a house where they arrested the 45-year-old woman who was responsible for that. Who would have thought the AirPods would get you?
You ever put your AirTags on something? What did you put them on?
I got them on my keys.
Oh, okay.
And I have one in my car, and I have one on my keys. And I got two others.
I got one in my wallet and one on my keys, yeah. And then here's a kid that lost something for 10 years. Kid in London, the London area anyways, outskirts of London. He stuck a 5-cent penny, like a 5-penny coin, up his nose when he was 4 years old. And somehow forgot about it. The kid had it up there for 10 years. He's 14 now. And despite countless trips to the doctor, sore noses, things like that, it was never spotted. But then it started to hurt. He goes, I went downstairs for lunch, and my nose was hurting more than usual. I could feel something hard in it. My mom said, well, give it a good, like, farmer's blow, plug one nostril and blow out the other one. So the kid put some cotton buds in his ears, held his left nostril, and then did the, big farmer blow. And then we all stopped eating. I remember asking him, what was that? Are you serious? And a coin came flying out of his nose. It had been there for 10 years.
You need more change?
They said young children have a fascination with inserting things up their nostrils. And five P coins, I guess 5-cent coins in England, one of their coins, perfect size to disappear and be forgotten. That's I can't believe it's new.
I always forget that I have that AirTag in my car. And like when I was in California, I'll do this around here too. If I park somewhere like in an unfamiliar place, I'll take a picture of the car and the street and all that so I can remember. But all I got to do is I've got that app on my phone. Just find my, it's the Find My app that's on there, and it's hooked into your AirTag. And all I would have to do is that. I don't even need to take the picture. Yeah, those things are pretty helpful, man, for sure.